Hi, this is Amir.
And this is also Amir.
And you are listening to the You Don't Love Me podcast.
Life from the perspective of a gay South Asian married couple.
Enjoy! Hello and welcome to a very special You Don't Love Me Boys podcast episode. Why is it very special? Because it's our very last episode of the year with my gorgeous, wonderful husband, Amir. Hello, welcome. How are we?
Hi, babe. I'm really good, thank you. And yeah, 2023 is over.
2023, and I just want to address this situation of mine. I'm sat like an old lady.
For
those watching on the YouTubes and the TikToks and the Instagrams, I have a fleece over me because I'm very cold.
It's winter,
yeah.
No, it's that season.
It is Christmas. It's all happened. It's been amazing. Have you had a good Christmas?
Yeah, wonderful. You know, I don't give a shit about Christmas anymore. Oops. No, I'm joking. This year I did not want to put decorations up.
No.
I just couldn't do it anymore. It's the effort of taking it all down.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I let us down, babe.
These microphones can pick up our sounds quite quickly, quite well, actually. I've realised we don't need to be so close to them, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So you can move a little bit further back if you want to.
I'm quite far back.
A little bit more.
Okay.
There we go. Get into the gig now, girl.
Basically, what he wanted to say was, move the fuck back. You're being too loud.
No. Okay, you can be a little bit
scared.
You can be a little bit closer.
I'm going to do what the fuck I want.
You do whatever you want, babe.
Because it's the end of 2023 and 2024 is arriving.
Yeah, end of year is all about endings and regret and new year. And new year is all about new beginnings and hope for the future.
Yes.
Something that we haven't learned from year on year because nothing's new, nothing's different. Everything's the same and it's horrible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, this went dark. Care to elaborate?
No, I'm only joking. Well, things change constantly. I don't know how I feel about, like, the year being punctuated with an end and then it beginning on another day. Really, it's just a continuum. Do you know what I mean? It's just continuous.
Do you believe in, like, New Year's resolutions anymore?
Nope.
Have you ever?
Nope.
Why is that?
Because it's a load of crap.
Go on, elaborate.
I don't think you need to set a day aside to reset your entire system. You just don't. Do you know what I mean? This isn't A&E. You're not critically ill. Do you know what I mean? We don't have the defibrillators out right now. It's just too much pressure. It's too unrealistic and it's too fantastical to go, okay, well, you know, we've revolved around the sun. So now when we start again, everything will be different and I'm going to join the gym and I'm going to lose all this weight. Those goals can hit any time of the year and they don't happen overnight. Oftentimes you're just setting yourself up for disappointment. And also there's so much panic and there is this, I think it can be quite damaging in the sense that you can't live in the present moment and you can't live in the now. You're constantly fearing about, you're constantly regretting what's happened and you're constantly fearful or setting pressures up for the future. Do you know what I mean? So like you're neither here nor there. You're nowhere. Do you know what I mean? I don't think it's fair to go, oh, well, you know, I was so poor last year and I've gained weight. So next year I'm going to get a six pack and move into a multi-million dollar mansion. Based on what, bitch? What are we doing here? Why are you putting that type of pressure on yourself? You know, you should have regular reflections. You shouldn't put it down to just one day. Especially after Christmas when you've been pissed drunk and, you know, it's the perfect time for regret. So why be so hard on yourself?
Yeah.
You know, don't. Don't. Stop New Year's resolutions. What's your New Year's resolutions?
Well, since you asked,
years
ago I stopped making New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And I think you summarized the reason why.
Yeah.
I found them pointless and I was constantly letting myself down. So years ago I did make one resolution on a new year, that's a continuation, is to do what makes me happy. That's all I set myself years ago, and I do what makes me happy. And another thing I let go of is this whole Monday thing.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
begin
on
when Monday comes.
Diet begins Monday.
That's when it happens. Okay, I didn't do it on Monday, therefore I've got another week where I'm going to start this. And not just that, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, so it's, you're constantly chasing this disappointment. Now I have my morning, you know, gratitude, reflection, targets or whatever you want to call it, I have that moment in the morning where I now become in alignment with what I want to do for that day, my intention for the day, and then I set out what my actions are going to look like to match my intention, you know? And I make it realistic and I make it fair in terms of the progress that I want to make, you know? And that's what I do daily now. So I do the daily practice of that instead of this whole huge, oh my God, actually, yeah, you're right. You are setting yourself up for disappointment because even thinking about the idea of that New Year's resolution for that year seems so huge and overwhelming.
Yeah.
Whereas how about every single day you even have like 5 minutes in the morning to yourself or in the evening before the next day and be like, what do I want to do today?
Every day is a New Year's resolution.
What's my intent? Oh, there's three things. Okay, what actions will, you know, help me get there? These things. Let's just do that.
You know? Let's celebrate that.
Yeah, let's celebrate that. New Year's resolutions, you know what? What a load of shite.
Yeah, what a load of shite. And, you know, there's been so many years that you just rob yourself of because it's like, next year and then this year. And then it's like, 10 years have passed. And time stops for no one, you know. Time is such a cruel mistress. So you might as well make the most of it right now, today, whatever day that is, rather than, it'll be at the end of the next year. Or, now the new year's began. You know, I remember once going to a sales conference and one of the lecturers, he gave this analogy of a jar having 12 marbles in and, you know, every month you lose a marble until you don't have any left. And it's like, you don't have to make it count and blah, blah, blah. And I agree with that analogy to a point, but why 12? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's opportunities every single day.
So what, a jar of marbles every day?
Yeah. So it's like, and also, you know, for someone like me, that's quite disheartening because, you know, 12, you're like, okay, I've got 12. And then it'll get to like 9 or 8. And then it's like, when it comes to 4, it's like, well, why do I even bother? Do you know what I mean? It's so disheartening. And I don't like that. I don't like people putting that type of pressure on me and putting that type of pressure on themselves as well. Life isn't as simple as that. And there's so much that is out of your control. Do you know what I mean? How about you say that I'm going to join the gym tomorrow and, you know, I come to your house and I chain you to a bed. And you can't go.
No, you're completely right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know obviously I'm being stupid now, but like...
But you're putting such a huge pressure on yourself. Yeah. That's like beyond.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Like absolutely beyond anything. How about you just, you know, you can say, I'm going to join the gym and I'm going to go and just have a bit of fun there.
I am going
to... Sounds dirty.
Yeah, well, might as well. That's exercise. Yeah, do you know what I mean? That's exercise. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if it's legal or not, but it's exercise.
It's just obsession. It's always... Right, why are New Year's resolutions always, I'm going to join the gym? What if you don't, do you even like it? Do you want to do it?
No, but that's the thing though, it's like the societal guilt. You know, I was talking to my personal trainer. I was talking to him about sort of like weight and weight loss and everything. And he was talking about how like we all have different, there's a school of thought that says that we all have different equilibriums as to when we feel our healthiest. And some people, when they lose weight to what is considered a healthy range, they actually are quite unwell and they feel unwell and they don't feel great. And it is difficult for them to function. And I thought that was so interesting. So it's like everybody has their own sort of happy point sort of thing. Whereas, like, and obviously there is such thing as, you know, increased health issues associated with weight and so on and so forth. But my point is not everyone needs to look like a 90s supermodel, you know? Well, you shouldn't need to sort of put that pressure on yourself, you know? That's the type of thing. So I think everyone needs to just chill out and relax, to be honest.
On that note,
yes.
Should we take a short break?
I think we should take a short break. I think so, yeah. Let's take a little break and we will be back right after this. Fab. And we are brown. So we are talking about gym, health, weight loss, diet tips, juicing, everything. Yeah, it's just that pressure. It's just unnecessary. And it is a societal thing. It's a societal thing of like, well, where she's at the gym and he's at the gym and they're at the gym and I need to go and I'm going to do this. And this is the right thing to do. The right thing to do is whatever feels right according to you. And according to your personal situation.
I feel like I'm doing a Q&A with you now.
Okay.
No Q&A, but you know. So, with all that said, what do you say to those people that, you know, really want to achieve big things? Mm-hmm. You know, set out to achieve big things because they're really in alignment with it and that's their dream and that's what they do. What do you say to those people in order to like get there, and then they get to the end of the year again and they haven't really moved and they keep doing the same cycle of I've got this big dream and then don't do anything to get there. What do we say about those?
Well, first of all, I would say that, you know, I don't know if I'm best qualified to answer that question in the sense that I haven't particularly achieved anything massively great.
I'm going to stop you there. You come very much in alignment the last few years with exactly what you want to do, your dreams, and you've worked really, really hard towards it. No, and you continuously want to work harder.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, yeah, okay. So I suppose a few years ago, if I looked at myself and I said, I want to be a drag queen and I want to perform nationally and internationally, then I would have probably gone, okay, girl, calm down. Like, what is wrong with you? However, you have to remind yourself that Rome wasn't built in a day. Mm. You know, so Rome wasn't built in a day, and nobody happens overnight, even despite what you might think. They don't. They might happen quicker, but it's not overnight. It's just an expression.
Yeah.
So you have to set yourself realistic goals. You have to set yourself realistic expectations and, you know, dream big, be delusional. That's very important. You know, recently in an interview, J. Cole said that, and many people have said it. But then at the same time, you have to take realistic, manageable steps to achieve that goal. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen. It is a forever pipe dream. But equally, I will also say, for people to not put that type of pressure on themselves, it's this whole societal thing that everyone has to be a Kim Kardashian and look perfect. You don't have to. Everybody is a player in the greater machinery of life, you know? Everybody serves their purpose. And for you, you know, the ultimate purpose, I think, is the pursuit of happiness and to be happy. For you, happiness may be having a job, a run-of-the-mill 9-to-5 job in whatever field it is that you find interesting or that you enjoy. And your big ultimate enjoyment is to spending time with friends and family and having a nice home. And that's wonderful. I wish my dreams were that, you know, like that. They're just not. They're just, you know, I'm just cursed and destined to do whatever it is I'm doing. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that either. Not everybody has to be a writer. Not everyone has to be a playwright. Not everybody has to be a social media person or an influencer or a doctor or a nurse or a scientist. You just don't have to be. You should do and you should pursue whatever genuinely makes you happy. So, yeah, know that Rome wasn't built in a day. Set yourself manageable goals and be realistic with yourself, you know. Otherwise, you really are going to set yourself up for failure, you know. That's what it is. And if you really want it, that's when you will actually do the doing.
Ooh, okay. Let me just take that for a moment and sit with it.
Yeah.
I feel like Oprah.
Wow, do I get a car?
You get a car. You get a car.
Oh, no, do you know what my favorite is? Do you know what my favorite is when she'll like just talk, just say something.
Say something.
Oh. That's a tweetable moment. Oh my God.
Oprah, if you are watching, listening, we love you for that.
Oh, we love her. That's a tweetable moment. And then there's another one as well. You know, just talk. Yeah, just say something.
So yeah, I was walking.
Oh, hold on now. I could cry. I fucking love her.
I love Oprah. Anyway.
Yes.
Let me sit with this for a moment.
Go on.
I want to sit with this idea, right? And I think people feel societal pressure from friends, or just pressure from what they see, that they all have to be a Kim Kardashian or this. You know, we have dreams, right?
Yeah.
But we've sat there and we watched the Kardashians and I'm like, oh, babe, I don't need a house like that.
No, thank you.
That's not in alignment with me. Yeah. But I can see why it works for her, you know? Or we watched Selling Sunset, it's like, oh, babe, I don't need that.
No.
There's only two of us.
Yes. we're good.
We're good.
Yeah.
You know, I want amenities.
Yeah.
You know, it's stuff like that. And I think lots of people do feel the pressure, but they need to realize no one's putting that on them apart from themselves.
Yeah.
You are putting pressure on yourself to chase these huge things when what you need to do is look in yourself and think and sit with yourself. I'm like, what makes me happy?
Mm.
What is the thing that makes me happy? And is it just as simple as a 9-to-5 job and I get to do like a creative fun thing on the side that just I don't want to make money out of? I don't want to do anything. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Or chilling with friends.
Yeah.
Or just going to, you know, those kind of things. Sit with what makes you happy and do that. Don't worry about, you know, what that person's doing. Don't worry about what that person's doing.
Or how much this person's earning.
Don't worry about what people are earning, what they're doing. Worry about you.
Yeah, Mama, worry about you.
Worry about you and you only. Put yourself at the center of your universe and decide what your happiness is and chase that and only that, and you will be fulfilled. And don't worry if people are thinking, well, they're not doing this and they're not doing that. Girl, those people are thinking that because you know what? They're projecting. Oh, wow, you best yawn.
100%. Yeah, and I think also, like, not only worry about you, but also concern yourself with yourself. You know, there's a lot of time people spend hating on others or trying to bring others down or making themselves feel better by trying to reveal the incompetencies of others, even if they're not there. You need to just stop doing that, and you need to stop concerning yourself with other people and concern yourself with yourself, because that is when you will experience true exponential growth, when you're not concerning yourself with others because you're too busy preoccupied with yourself. And I don't mean that in a selfish way. I mean it in a selfless way, I suppose, in a sense. Like, you're not trying to come for anybody else or tear anybody down or anything like that. If you're able to, you raise somebody else up. And if you can't, you just keep yourself to yourself. And sometimes that is more than enough. You know, there's so many, even like, you know, there's so many people who are charitable, for example, but, you know, just with the line of work that I have, I see people working in different sections and stuff. And I see some people who are literally beyond their capacity. Yeah. And I look at them and I think to myself, you can't afford to be charitable. You do not have a level of abundance in your life. You are miserable yourself and you're going to go home miserable. You might make other people miserable as well. Stop being so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, stop being so hard on yourself. Invest in yourself. And then when you are in a position of abundance, that's only when you'll be able to help other people. And I think that's all to do with, like, also that falls in line with what I'm saying in terms of, like, concerning yourself with yourself. And that has been a difficult learning for me as well. You know, so many times because it's just how I was raised, yeah. Or it's just how people are around me. So many times, you know, do you think I'm not tempted to go, oh, have you seen what this queen's doing? Oh my God, why is she not doing that? Whereas in reality, I'm saying it to myself. You know, the reality is what I'm saying is, you better not do this, or if you did this, it wouldn't work for you. That's what I'm saying. I should be saying it to myself. So then rather than, you know, even, and I'm not saying it in person, I don't say anything to any people, at least I actively try not to. But even when I'm at home, I don't, because I know it's taking time away from myself. I know that sort of visceral, whatever it is, you know, that type of venomous talk is not productive. And I have started believing a lot more around energies and vibrations and stuff. So I'm like, just be careful as to what you're putting out there, even if it's not to a person's face, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not. We all know I'm not. Nobody is. But it is becoming more of a conscious effort. You want a New Year's resolution? Do that. Make that one. But don't make it for New Year's. Make it right now. Concern yourself with yourself.
Concern yourself with yourself. I absolutely love that. It's just brilliant. And everyone will be better off around you in your life or anywhere if you just concern yourself with you. Yeah. You know, I've had moments where I've even talked to people, and maybe even you or someone else or whoever it might be, and someone might say to me, you know, this person, and I've done it as well. Mm-hmm. I've been guilty of it, and I hope someone drags me for it if I do it.
Yeah.
You know, and brings me back down to reality. You know, this person's doing this. Oh, God. And I'm like, oh, this person hasn't even achieved this. They should be doing X, Y, and Z.
Mm.
And I'm like, but what if they're happy doing what they're doing?
Exactly.
What does it matter to you if someone is a cleaner? Like, how dare you look down on someone?
Mm.
Everyone is part of this universe and plays their part. You don't know their story. You don't know their life. You don't know how happy they are.
Mm.
Guess what? They might be happier than you, and you might have more than them.
Yeah, there is actually, there's a domestic staff member that I see regularly, and lovely, really, really lovely guy, and, you know, does his thing. And I saw him the other day, earphones in his ears, riding a bike on his way to work. And I think I was coming back from a gig or something. It was something stupid, you know, early in the morning. And I just remember seeing him and I was like, do you know what? He looks so happy. Mm. And I was like, he has his life and he's happy with the life that he has. And I was like, how amazing is that?
Oh, to find your happiness?
Yeah, how amazing is that, you know? But then equally, if you are one of those type of people who is a go-getter or who feels the need to serve their purposes somewhere else, I would definitely recommend meditating, sitting still. The answer will come to you. It will come to you. And, you know, definitely go with it. It worked for me. It's worked for so many people. And be ready to put the work in, because there are days where you're like, what?
Wait, elaborate on that. So when you say, okay, right, you found your purpose now.
Mm.
You know what you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And people always say this, but I really want you to elaborate. Be ready to put the work in. What does putting the work in to achieve big dreams mean?
Okay, what I mean by putting the work in to achieve big dreams is to really take ownership of yourself. It's very different to how the majority of society works. You wake up in the morning, you get public transportation to get to a workplace that has insurance that legally has to provide you with breaks, and you take a certain number of holidays a year. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then you kind of, okay, you have to kind of throw that out the window. And there's many people who do that, whether they're in the public domain or otherwise. There's many people who do forfeit that. But it does mean finding the time and creating more time. You know, I don't mean, like, I'm not an advocate for this type of lifestyle. I mean, you know, I'm an overweight person, so maybe it's not entirely working for me as well, and I'm working on that. But, you know, these days, vast majority of days, I probably sleep for about six and a half hours, whereas usually I used to sleep for 8.5 or 9.5 hours, which was normal for me. Sometimes I'll even sleep for like 5, 5.5, but it's because I have to, like, for example, today I started getting in drag at 7, 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we've got to record this, and then we've got a shoot, and then we've got a boom, and then we've got a boom.
Yeah. I'll be in drag for about 13, 14 hours today, and then that, it probably won't stop then.
But that's, and then in the evening, creating the stuff without even doing
anything. Yeah, without anything else. So, like, you know, I might wake up in the morning at like 6:30 or 7. I'll do a little bit of meditation. I'll go to the gym. I'll come back, crack on with whatever it is, whether it's administration or meetings or costume design or even doing a performance or digital stuff, whatever it is. And then I'll have lunch at 12. That's my break for about 30 minutes to 1 hour maximum. Then I will crack on again, and I probably won't finish till like 7, I'd say, usually. And then you and I will spend the evening together, and then
we're still ticking away,
and then a little bit, we'll discuss and anything else and the diaries and whatever, wrap stuff up, and then we'll go to sleep. But then sometimes I will be working on my phone from about 9:30 till 11 at night, and then I wake up in the morning and it's the same thing again. So it has paid off. I'm not saying I'm successful. I'm not saying that I've got anywhere near where I want to be, but it has paid off so far. It's you know, you have to, if it's a calling that you just can't say no to, you do kind of have to put that additional level of work in. And
discipline.
And it is discipline. It is consistency. And again, you have to, you know, you do have to. Shah Rukh Khan, very famous Bollywood actor, right? The most famous Bollywood actor, I'd say. He was talking about it. He was like, all these people saying, oh, you know, look after yourself and have this many hours of sleep a day and blah, blah, blah. He was like, I'm here to tell you that you're going to, I mean, this is an old clip, but he was like, I'm here to tell you that you're going to have to somewhat forfeit it if you really want to kind of reach the heights that you want to reach. And as much as I'd hate to say that that's not true, I do think there is some truth in it, because I mean, I do that, and it definitely has worked for me. And there's so many drag artists that do the exact same thing. You do have to create additional time, and you do have to make a lot of sacrifices. That's the other point before I wrap it up, right? Is sacrifice. That's the other element in terms of, you know, you have to do what it takes, because there's so many birthdays that I miss. It might even be my own that I don't particularly care for. It's just a day, maybe a little bit, and then I'm fine still working on my birthday. Weekends and evenings, they're not what they used to be. And it's difficult for us because we had a very different lifestyle before. Holidays or seeing friends, a lot of that. It's like my best friend messaged me this morning saying, I miss you. I just haven't had time to sit down and actually send a proper message because I've got a full days of work, even though today is a Sunday where, you know, the majority of the world is chilling out or seeing friends and family, roast dinners, going out shopping. I'm not doing that. Do you know what I mean? That is what it takes.
I believe so. There's a few things that stick out there, you know, sacrifice, discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's that stick with itness, you know, and I think with us, what we've done, and, you know, we've managed to, like, you know, it comes, let's bring full circle back to the setting of New Year's resolutions. Fuck that, be realistic. So you've been realistic. So you started on a dream, and you're like, okay, let's do this much. Mm. And you're like, okay, I've got here, mm-hmm. I can add another hour a day.
Yeah.
Okay, now can I introduce exercise into it?
Mm.
Now can I introduce this into it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's that build up. Do you agree that that works? You know, that's probably the best method for a lot of people.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
I do feel like, well, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I'm very blessed and lucky that I'm able to, you know, grab loads of things and have that discipline in my life. And I always say to other people, listen, mama, don't worry about me. Don't worry about other people. Introduce this and then do that and then another one and another one and build it slowly.
That's like how you have to do it.
Build discipline slowly, especially if it doesn't come naturally for you.
Yeah.
Everyone has their natural threads. Something that comes really naturally for you is creativity. You know, your creative mind and your humor, everything that comes so natural to you, you know? And for me, what comes naturally to me is discipline.
Sure.
It becomes that comes really natural to me, you know? And then you've got to fill in the blanks, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Of what you do. What doesn't come natural to me is editing a fucking podcast.
Girl, same.
Damn, have I learned. Do you know what I mean? Damn, have I learned how to manage social media. It's not natural to me figuring all the trends and figuring it out, but I've learned. What doesn't come natural to you that you think you've really worked at?
I think discipline doesn't come naturally to me. I think, you know, I'm...
That's because your mind is like, ooh!
Yeah, I'm a creative mind. I'm quite passionate, but I am a bit of a daydreamer. Or at least I used to be massively. So a lot of, you know, I would think about how I would wave at people and how I would sign an autograph or how I would talk in an interview without earning that position. And now when I do interviews and when I have given out my autograph, it feels great because I'm like, I rehearsed this. So, you know, that...
But I didn't rehearse it as Lady Bushra. No. What do you want to ask?
You know, the first time, I think it was when I was doing signed photographs, I had to practice for the longest time because I was like, I don't know how to do this signature. but, you know, the discipline, yeah, definitely. Like, I think there is an element of like ADHD or hyperactivity that I have in me. I've never been diagnosed, but I can easily get distracted or, you know, but I have practiced certain meditation techniques. So I am able to eventually recognize that I am drifting away and I'm like, hey, I mirror what's going on and I bring myself back in the room. And that is something that actually RuPaul does as well, that I heard on one of his episodes. But that's a technique that I did. And I realized that there was many times in my life where I didn't want to be in the situations that I was in. And it was because they just weren't my passions. I was kind of almost forced into doing it. And so I have to remind myself that those coping mechanisms are no longer applicable. What I'm doing now is all aligned with what I want to do, ultimately.
So when you do feel that drift away of a distraction, the reminder is, listen, girl, you're not in the corporate world anymore.
Yeah.
You're doing what you want to do. Let's go.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're doing admin. Oh, yeah, I know you hate admin. Yeah, it's a Friday. But you're not going out drinking tonight. You don't have anywhere to go.
You don't get paid if you don't do it.
And if you don't get these invoices in, you're not going to get paid. So it's like, oh, okay. Away we go with it. Yeah. So yeah, it's that kind of thing.
No work. Oh, yeah. I've really enjoyed this episode, by the way.
Me too.
It went in a very different direction.
It did.
As it always does.
And you are an ambitious, you're a dedicated individual. So
do you think?
Of course. That's why you like talking about these things. And, you know, honestly, it's you as well. I don't think I'd want to be on this journey if it wasn't for you. I really don't think so. Yeah. I have a lot of fun
doing what
we... I have a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun doing what we do, but I'm quite blessed that I have a partner who enjoys it as well. I have to... Okay, before we wrap it up.
Go on. This is the last note of 2023 coming from you.
I have seen, right? So I have had people who've said to me as to like, ooh, I wonder what are the cracks in you and your man's relationship from the day.
My ass crack.
And like, yeah. And then like, Okay. I believe art demands sacrifice. And I believe that you have had to make sacrifices in order for me to do what I'm doing, right? Or even in order for us, okay, maybe not so much, but like for us to do what we're doing. Yeah. I think we've both made sacrifices, right? Yes. You know, even the stuff that I was talking about, holidays and going out and everything, you've had to make those sacrifices. But I think ultimately it's probably because we had faith in
everything,
in knowing that we're going to get somewhere with it, you know? And the thing is, it's kind of like a two-sided situation. It's like, oh, so you had faith in it, that's why it happened, or it happened because you had faith in it. Do you know what I mean? Or whatever, do you know what I mean? But then I see some artists out there and their partners don't seem particularly supportive. And I think to myself, I'm like, if you were good, would they be supportive? Or if they were supportive, would you be good? I don't know the answer to that. But like, sometimes like I'll see like, you know, really brilliant minded artists and their partners are just kind of like clocked out or they do their own thing. I remember there was this one time and shouldn't really say much.
The girl,
but like,
she's going off.
The person's partner was complaining about not being able to hear like a work phone call or something, and I was like, who cares about what shit is happening in corporate Britain? Like, do you know what I mean? We're making art out here, do you know what I mean?
Everyone's different.
Yeah, I get that, but like that's just me giving a dramatic example, but I was just like,
but there's a way to go about stuff as
I
well
was, yeah, you know, like, I was like,
I'd be like, babe, I'm just gonna have a, like I said to you, babe, I'm popping on a call now.
Yeah, I'm like, I shouldn't feel dirty for playing dress up, do you know what I mean? No, this takes front and center just like everything else.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful that you know you are supportive. Go on, bitch.
I do want to touch on one last thing before we wrap up for the year. You know when you said we've had people, what are the cracks, right?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Every single person that's come forward and said something like that, are they in a relationship?
Yeah.
Yes. Therefore, they are what? Projecting.
Projecting.
They are projecting the cracks in their relationship onto us.
Yeah, and
that's
listen,
what they're doing. And do you know what? Bye. I don't even know anymore.
The thing is, like, no relationship's perfect.
No.
No single relationship. Perfect. Perfection. Okay, perfection is overrated and it doesn't exist. No single relationship is perfect. But again, it pertains to what you're saying in terms of projecting, but also, why are you looking for the cracks in other people's relationships when you could be busy fixing your own?
Girl.
Then you wouldn't have to worry about anybody else.
I don't look at anyone else's.
Why
would I look at anyone else's relationship when I got my own?
Yeah.
Also, like, you talk about cracks. What does that even mean? Like, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm quite blessed with our relationship 9 years together. Like the way it's gone. I mean, at this point,
yeah.
Girl, do you know when people get to like 10, 11, 12 years and like, oh, I can't believe we made it here. I'm like, well, I can. I mean, at this point, yes, I can believe that we're going to make it to 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Because I picked you to be with.
50, 60,
me.
70.
Yeah, like exactly. Well, that's pushing it. Because I picked you to be with.
Yeah.
So why would I be surprised that we made it there? We're not baby fish that are 3 months in. Yeah. You know, we are big whales. And we have made it ashore, whatever you want to call it. And I'm like, yeah, that's really weird to me. And also, like, my belief, I'm with you because I know you have pure intentions for me as well. So, like, anything you do, even if I was to get mad or angry, I've got to tell myself, oh, what was his intent?
Yeah.
Everything, your intention to me is never to hurt me.
Well, my intention right now is to wrap up this episode.
Of course. And I wanted to wrap it up, but then you got me going, and then a lecture came, and then I'm Shakespeare, then I'm Chaucer. Anyway, happy 2023, 2024.
Happy 2023, end of 2023, 2024. Guys, go out there, get pissed, make New Year's resolutions, join a gym, do all the toxic crap. Because that's the only way some of you lot...
We'll be sleeping.
That's the only way some of you lot are like going to learn making mistakes. No, you have to make mistakes.
Yeah, you do.
But that's for a different episode. I'm only joking, guys. Don't be so hard on yourself. Love yourselves.
Thank you
for all your love and support. Absolutely. We love you, but you don't love me. Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the You Don't Love Me podcast with Amir and Amir. For all the latest happenings, you can follow us on Instagram @YouDon'tLoveMeBoys. That is @YouDon'tLoveMeBoys.